everybody. Welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. This is episode 18. Hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you.
So what are we going to talk about on this episode?
So today I want to talk about how to prepare for an emergency.
Okay.
So there was the tragedy last year in London with the Grenfell Tower, and that affected me quite a lot because it's, you know, my hometown. We live in a big city and there's lots of towers here, and there have been fires in towers here as well. We have to be careful and we have to prepare for any emergency that might happen. And, you know, it doesn't seem to be taken so seriously compared to other, you know, say in Europe, like if a fire alarm goes, you run outside. Here, when you hear a fire alarm, you're like, yeah, maybe I might go, you know. So, and I mean, even I become that kind of person who goes, I'll switch off in a minute. Somebody is cooking again and done something to the fire alarm. We shouldn't behave like that, but it happens. So I wanted to talk about how to prepare for an emergency. So whether it be a fire, an earthquake, tsunami, we have had a tsunami here as well. So, and any other emergency that might happen, what to do to keep your home safe and what to do if there is an emergency and how to prepare for that.
Cool. So where does one begin?
First of all, let's talk about keeping your home safe. Now, you know, here it's the law that you're supposed to have smoke detectors and heat detectors in your home. I have a gas cooker, so there's a gas detector as well, which is always on. So that's a big thing. Also to keep exits and entrances free and obstructions, reduce the obstructions in your house, whether that be toys or shoes or furniture pieces. You know, you need to have a clear gateway to your exit, to your front door. So think about that at all times, especially at night. Like, remove anything that might be an obstruction to get to the door, to get out of the house. Because in case of emergency, you need to get out. You don't want to be obstructed. So that's a big thing. And how about flashlight? Where do you keep your flashlight? Do you know where you've kept it?
No, because now, like, the flashlight's on the phone. Like, you just grab the phone and go.
That's clever. What if you've forgotten to charge your phone and you've run out of juice?
It's a fair question. I think, like, you should have a battery-operated flashlight. I do agree with you, but I think it's just, like, you know, it's so much part of the day-to-day. My phone's always charged overnight and stuff. Like, it's very rare that I've never... I don't know the last time I was in a situation where, like, my phone wasn't available, like, even overnight. But you're right. There's one in the laundry room, like near this side exit, I think, but I'm not sure. I haven't looked in a
so
while
you'll have
yet.
To look tonight and find out. And the same with matches and candles, because you never know when you might need it, you know, if there's no electricity suddenly.
Oh, that one I can answer better. Yeah.
Have them in place, you know, in somewhere that convenient that you can easily find and access. Another big thing, and I say that to people all the time, is to buy home insurance. Like, lots of people don't still buy home insurance, whether it's home insurance because you're a tenant or if you own the property, get home insurance to cover you and to cover the contents and your building as well, because you want to protect yourself. So God forbid anything happens, you will get your money back. You might lose certain sentimental items, but at least you can get your money back to buy things that you need. So it's very important to have that. Also, a lot of buildings don't have water sprinklers as much as they should have. In my building, on my balcony, they've put a water sprinkler on the balcony. So I've got one up at the top on my balcony up here. So if there is a fire on the balcony, God forbid, that sprinkler will go off and douse that, which is brilliant. And then we also have water sprinklers within the flats. But you have to make sure that the building management inspect those sprinklers every year to make sure that they're working, and also to inspect your alarms, your fire alarms as well.
Oh yeah, I think, like, checking fire alarms is not something that we see very often. I mean, we've seen it in the office buildings, I think, more so. Like, yeah. They do go through, like, a couple tests in the year, and they do focus on things like, this is your assembly point and stuff like that. But I you don't see that. You see it marked in like, I think, residential buildings, but you don't really see much in terms of...
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky where I live that they do tests every so often. I try and miss out on them because it takes forever. And then, you know, it's the heat, standing outside in the heat. I know, but I know what to do if there's an emergency. They do that. That's a good thing. And they do come and check the fire alarm every so often. So that's a good thing as well. But it's something to think about, especially if you live in villas, because you might not have people come and do that. So you should check it yourself or get someone to check it every year for you. Say the maintenance people who do your aircon, ask them to check your fire alarm and sprinkler system as well. So that's for making your house safe. But then what if you need, if you have an emergency, are you prepared for that? So think about things like that. So the main thing I have is emergency contacts. So on our phone now, there is a way to have, especially on iPhones, you can put in your emergency contacts. So as soon as there was an update and this was, you know, the new thing to put on the on your phone, I put it in. I've put in my, you know, family and friends details on there. It's the health app, I think it's called. And I put all that in. And what it means is that if there is an emergency and there's, say, the ambulance or the police need to get in contact with anyone, they can go to that part of your phone without it being unlocked and access that and contact these people immediately. So, you know, because you might, you never know what will happen. God forbid that ever happens, but you need that protection, kind of, you know.
Yeah, and it's not just contact details, it's also your details, like things like your blood type and your, if you're allergic to something, especially, like, these are things that we, like, you might not be conscious, and it's, you know, at least, like, the person can just swipe and see this information, like, super fast, and make sure that they don't give you something you might be allergic to, but then also, like, they know your blood type and stuff, like things that wouldn't normally, you know, take unnecessary amount of time when you need immediate care. And then, of course, like contacting people, which is,
and it's brilliant. It's so useful. And so that's one thing to do. And there was a thing for a while in the UK that you would put whoever your contact person was, you'd put ICE next to their name. So I have that for my mom and dad. So it says ICE. Now it looks silly. So I've now decided to remove it. So because they're on the emergency, on that health app now. But for a long time it was, they were ICE and a few friends were as well. For emergencies, you know, like we talked about, your phone's always charged up, you said. And so, and the same with me mostly. And also I have those portable chargers with available as well. When there is an emergency, put the phone to low battery usage or low battery setting so that it doesn't use up as quickly, because you never know, like, if the electricity goes, you don't know when you're going to be able to charge your phone again, and you might need your phone for various things. And then switch off all the apps as well in the background, reduce the amount of notifications you get as well when you're in an emergency. It might be a lot to think about when you're in that emergency, but you'll need it because you do need your phone, you know, at various points as well. Another thing is to have a safe. A lot of people don't have safes. It's become more of a thing now. There's, you know, you need a safe for various reasons, you know, especially if you have jewelry or money, passports. You want to keep it safe, you know, not just from the maids, but also in case there's a fire or water damage. You don't want to lose these valuables. And these safes you can get are fire and waterproof safe. You know, and get ones that are a bit heavy so they can't be lifted up, like when, if somebody tries to steal it. And I always keep cash in my purse. Like, do you keep cash in your wallet nowadays, or do you use everything, your card or Apple Pay? And so that's another thing, like, you know, how about if the electricity goes again and you need to buy food and you don't have any cash? So I always keep a few hundred dirhams in my purse, which is there for an emergency. That's,
yeah, I keep a reserve. I keep a reserve stuff. I think it's not 100, maybe it's like 50 or 100, but that's like stashed, like in a drawer, but mostly in my bag or something. But like, I don't touch that. Like that stays away. That's separate. But yeah, my regular usage of cash is pretty sad.
Yeah. Usually I have like 10 dirhams, I think, or a few coins. And also, say you know, if the electricity goes and you can't get it from an ATM machine, because the machine needs electricity. So there's things like that, like people don't think about it, and then afterwards you go, actually, yeah, how would I get the money out if that machine's not working? Another thing to do is to identify where your valuables and your medicine are, and which you would take with you in emergency. So if something happens, say there's a fire in a tower, what will you grab immediately and put into your bag? And, you know, what's light? So for me, it would be my handbag's got my main stuff, and I know which drawer or which safe to go to get the valuables, like my passport, you know, money, blah, 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 jewelry. And that would all go into the bag immediately. I also have protein bars, just because of the nature of my work, that I sometimes need, you know, they haven't got time to eat while I'm working. So I always have protein bars around. So I will grab one of those as well. And the charger is always in my handbag as well. So that's there. If you have pets, like I do, I have my two cats. Where is the carry case to put them in? Can you grab it quickly? You know, I have two cats. One's a bit big, so I have to have a large travel case to put them both in. And I would have to put them into one carry case, because to carry that plus my bag be too much to carry two cases. So I'm realistic in what I can do and what I can carry and what case I've got. So you have to think about that as well.
I've seen people that they put a sticker on their door that says, hey, like I have pets, or there are pets inside or something like that. In the event that there's an emergency and, you know, you are not here, you know, that someone knows that, hey, like, we don't just ignore the house, like, you know, there are pets in there and we must, you know, try to rescue them.
Yeah. There is that. And I mean, I have seen that, and various clients have done that before. We have in our building, we have to list, we have to state that we have pets. So they know that I've got two pets and what they look like and everything. So even if they've run out of the house, like, you don't know, you open the door and they've gone out onto the corridor, like, the security guard should knock on the door and go, your cat's outside, you know, because they'll see it on the security cameras. But yeah, that's a great idea to do. And you can get these stickers to put on your door, if, you know, so you can write down what your cat's names are as well, or your dog's. One more thing is, I mean, it's less so here available, but in America and the UK, like, the American Red Cross has an emergency preparedness kit. So it's this whole kit with all the essentials. So they need it for, like, especially people who are in the hurricane corridor, they call it. So they have this kit ready to grab when there's a hurricane, and to then go underground, you know, to the basement area. They are quite a good idea to have. You can get a simpler one for us here, because we might not need it for all those, you know, all the stuff that they need for when there's a hurricane, but you never know. So it's a good idea to buy. So you can get it from online at the American Red Cross. Also, do you know how to get out of the house, or how to get out of the building? So if you work, if you go, you know, when you go to offices, do you know how to where to leave, where the fire exits are?
Normally, it's always posted by the elevators. So it's one of those things I'm right away, I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. Good to know. Like,
and do you know what the emergency services numbers are?
Oh, yeah, that's important, isn't it?
Know that as well. And I mean, there are tips and tricks on, you know, what to do if in case there is a fire, but let's not get into that today. But yeah, so these are our tips for if there's an emergency.
Awesome. If you haven't subscribed to the show, you can look for Declutter Me in Apple Podcasts or any podcast player of your choice. It's DECLUTTR ME. And Shalina, how do people reach out to you?
They can go to the website Declutter Me, DECLUTTRME.com/contact. And then also they can follow us on social media. And if they send me a private message, I will be happy to reply back to them.
Well, we hope everybody stays prepared in emergencies, and we'll see you next week.
Yep. Bye. Bye. Thank you.